Tara Lynn and Carol really put together the dissemination of the information.
Not only that, but you need to have, I put together this kind of this little graph, because I thought we need to have somebody coordinate all of these things, and one person to go back to that's not the head. You weren't the head, but Kathy was. Mm-hmm. Kathy was dealing with the press and, oh, just a multitude of things, and the lawyer. And we needed somebody to coordinate the commercial aspect of this. And so we hired Tara Lynn, and she said, what are my duties? And I just put these little stick men there. I put Tara in the middle, and I said, well, okay, you're in charge of just checking in with coordinating the canvassing and the advertising. Make sure that the advertising is going out timely and checking.
Well, I did the advertising.
You did the advertising, but Kathy did the graphs, the mm-hmm. graphics. But she was actually in charge of coordinating
the volunteers,
the grassroots thing. Mm-hmm. And I can't even remember. I threw all that stuff out. These little stick men, and I said, okay, Tara, this is what you do, because this is what I did with the United Copper. And I said, these things were the most important things after we got down to the basics. And she said, oh, that really helps. So then she went down to TCE, the Texas, TEC?
Texas Campaign for the Environment.
And they taught her how to canvass in a positive way. And have a clipboard, and you have your material, and you hand somebody
body language
and everything, and saying, are you registered to vote? And thank you very much, how to be polite. And it was she taught the volunteers how to do this. And it worked. It worked. Just those simple little things.
And we get together, the organizational aspect would be like a party.
Yeah.
And
not those potlucks, social gathering type parties, no. But the actual fun ones.
Yeah, yeah.
That's it.
We'd have them at the greenhouse.
The
greenhouse was very supportive. They would give us a room.
Uh-huh.
And people drink beer and have cocktails. And
we'd have a speaker.
Have a speaker.
It was organized.
And keep everybody up to date on what was going on.
There was a small faction who wanted to strike out on their own. And they were more activists than we were. And at that time, just keeping them in the fold, trying to keep them motivated for the campaign, but yet not have them go out and do anything destructive or say anything that would make us look bad. Because there were a lot of families involved with kids. We didn't want them, our image, to be radical. That was the main point.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a little trouble with people acting out a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was already a stereotype of a bomb-throwing type. And
fascists. What do they call them? The
anarchists.
Anarchists, yeah.
And of course, I mean, that's to each his own, but it wasn't what our campaign was predicated on. And
not at all.
And I appreciate their energy, but it was self-destructive.
Yeah.
Was part of your duties to be the voice of reason for the group?
Definitely. Oh, man. Yeah.
They didn't like it.
Yeah. So.
But they came to the meetings, and they passed out flyers.
Yeah, everybody came together.
And so what we did is we ended up hiring two of them out of their group to pass out flyers. And when they became paid people, it was great. They did what they were asked to do, and it worked out perfect. They just wanted to do something, and that, you know, that's the way to do it. Put them to work. Put them to work.
Yeah. Well, that's what everybody else in the group was doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
So when it was over, there was a little disillusionment with the HB 40 being passed, and there was some dissension in keeping the group going because they felt like we should have sued. But we would have lost immediately with that new law. So what we're doing is we're fighting the law instead of going to court and just losing. And we came out with a win, so we're keeping that win intact.